On average, there's a domestic violence crisis call once every 4 minutes in North Carolina. That means a new call before the end of this story. Jason DeBruin reports one rural sheriff's office and a small-town nonprofit are working together to protect victims and reduce violence.
July 26, 2015. It's a date etched in Michelle Williams' memory forever. That's the day her sister Tracy was murdered.
In my head is a news broadcast. Tracy Williams murdered by her ex-partner at Franklin County Food Line parking lot on July 26, 2015.
Williams was driving when another sister called her to break the news. It sent her into an out-of-body experience.
All of a sudden, I heard somebody screaming. And just screaming and screaming. I can hear it, and I can hear it. And my son was like, "Mom." And he had grabbed the wheel because I didn't even realize it was me screaming.
Tracy Williams had been gunned down by Gary Yarbrough, her former boyfriend. This summer, Yarbrough was convicted of first-degree murder. He is serving a life sentence in Central Prison.
When Tracy walked into a room, it just lit the whole room up. And you never realize it until that person doesn't walk in the room anymore.
But there would be some good to come from the horrible event. Williams lives in Franklin County, just northeast of Raleigh. She found Monica McGinnis, who had recently been named the executive director for Safe Space, a local nonprofit focused on ending domestic violence and sexual assault. Hearing Williams' story gave McGinnis pause.
Since 1996, we've had 15 domestic violence-related homicides in Franklin County, which made me say, wait a minute, that's a lot for a small area such as this.
Across North Carolina, there are more than 100,000 domestic violence-related crisis calls per year. That's according to statistics from the North Carolina Council for Women. Tens of thousands of women are helped, but many are not. And even those numbers are almost certainly an undercount. And those that fall through the cracks can wind up in even more violent situations.
It prompted me to start the Franklin County Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Task Force for us to look at the system and how the system responds.
Importantly, McGinnis got buy-in from the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. Sergeant Robert Lignante is part of the task force dedicated to reducing domestic violence.
2 years ago, after another domestic death that we had in the county, we decided to start looking for a better way of doing things and how people wouldn't fall through the cracks.
Under the new program, when sheriff's officers respond to a domestic call, they have an added step. They ask targeted questions of the victims.
And it's just basically a questionnaire that allows that lady to know that this is not the sheriff's office telling you this. This is a national survey that's saying that you're in extreme danger for domestic violence.
These questions are designed to trigger a response.
The first question is, has he or she ever used a weapon against you or threatened you with a weapon? And it's just a yes or no question.
In many cases, Lignante says victims might not even recognize the true danger they are in. If a victim answers yes to these questions, the sheriff's officer will automatically call the domestic violence hotline and literally hand the phone to the victim. Those involved say the program is working. Data suggests they are right. Domestic violence-related calls have not changed much in Franklin County, but the number of clients getting help in the county is up more than 60% in just 2 years. To McGinnis, that means more women are seeking help and getting out of harm's way.
Domestic violence is a public health issue, and if we look at it from that standpoint, then we can start to evoke some change in our whole community.
There aren't many sheriff's offices or police departments in the state that use the questionnaire, but more are catching on. Sergeant Lignante says Franklin County officers are spreading the word and encouraging other police to adopt the program. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.